This is Akashwani. The news read by Lalema Aneja Dang. Union Cabinet has approved the continuation of the PM Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the overall outlay of the scheme has been increased to 69,515 crore rupees. He said, under the scheme, 88% of insured farmers are small and marginal farmers. Mr. Vaishnav added that 57% of insured farmers are from OBC, SC and ST. The minister said that in the last 8 years, claims of 1,70,000 crore rupees have been given to farmers. Mr. Vaishnav said that the first cabinet meeting of 2025 was dedicated to the farmers. The government has launched the One Nation, One Subscription ONOS scheme starting today. This initiative aims to provide seamless access to a wide range of digital knowledge resources, including research papers, journals, and academic content under a single subscription platform. The scheme is expected to benefit students, researchers and institutions across the country by eliminating multiple subscription barriers and ensuring equitable access to knowledge. Over 1 crore 80 lakh students from government-funded higher education institutions, including universities and IITs, will have access to research papers published in top journals across the world. The Ministry of Defence has declared 2025 as the year of reforms in order to give impetus to the ongoing and future reforms in their defence sector. On the eve of the new year, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired a crucial meeting with all secretaries of the Ministry of Defence to review the progress on various key schemes, projects and reforms. He exuded confidence that the year of reforms will be a momentous step in the modernization journey of the armed forces. He said it will lay the foundation for unprecedented advancements in the country's defense preparedness. Indian Navy is set to commission 3 indigenously built warships, Nilgiri, Surat and Vagsheet, on the 15th of this month at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai. Commissioning of these 3 combatant platforms will provide a significant boost to the Indian Navy's combat readiness, demonstrating the country's unparalleled progress in defense, self-reliance and indigenous shipbuilding. The warship Nilgiri is equipped with stealth features and state-of-the-art technologies. The world welcomed 2025 with grandeur and festivities as dazzling fireworks, cultural performances and joyous gatherings marked the beginning of a new chapter. The new year travels across different time zones, starting with Kiribati in the Pacific and ending in American Samoa. From Sydney to London, celebrations reflected hopes and aspirations for the year ahead. Grand celebrations unfolded across the cities in the country. In Mumbai, thousands gathered across the Arabian Sea promenade, while iconic spots like Connaught Place and horse cars in Delhi buzzed with revelers. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of the New Year 2025. 20 fishermen were arrested by the Sri Lankan Navy a year ago were released today. They returned from Colombo by aircraft and were received at the Chennai airport. And in the rates of commercial LPG has been cut by 14 rupees 50 paise. Now the 19 kilogram cylinder will cost 1,804 rupees in Delhi, 1,756 rupees in Mumbai, 1,911 rupees in Kolkata and 1,966 rupees in Chennai. In the Hockey India League, Srachi Rar Bengal Tigers will clash with Team Gonasika at Rourkela in Rourkela today. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. While the Met Department has forecast cold day conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh today. Parts of Himachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura can experience dense fog in the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.